Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Chamber Exchange. We are excited to kickstart our second year doing this, this show. And first, we want to thank University of Rio Grande and the Ohio State University South Centers for giving us this opportunity. The show allows us to showcase our members and the local businesses in Gallia County, as well as talk about important business matters that may come up and topics that, with all of you. So today we're going to welcome three guests. Valerie Thomas and Kelsey Kerr are with the Gallia County Artisan Shop Studio and the Market, and we'll speak to them here shortly. And then also Patrick Dangle, he's a consultant, business consultant for the Ohio State University South Centers. But before we get started with our guests, I did want to take a few minutes to talk about the Chamber and what the Chamber does. We are a 501c6 nonprofit business organization. Basically what that means is we have members, and our members are the reason we exist. And the Chamber, the best way to explain it, a lot of people think that we're the Chamber, the staff is the Chamber, the building is the Chamber, but technically the members are the Chamber, and we have over 200 right now, and they're going to run through your screen. And they range from everything from very small mom-and-pop type stores to large corporations. We have nonprofit organizations. We have retail. We have manufacturing. We have just about any type of business that you can think of or organization. And the goal of the Chamber is very simple, and that is to help our members because they are instrumental in the growth of Gallia County businesses. So we as the staff work diligently to try to assist them in doing what they need to do to grow Gallia County. So if you're interested in joining the Chamber or talking about Chamber membership, you can always stop in. We're located 16 State Street in Gallipolis. We're right across from the city park. Our number is 446-0596, or you can email. Mine is mmiller@galliacounty.org. You're welcome to email me directly, and I'd be happy to talk to any business about joining. The one thing I heard a lot when I first started was I was never invited. You don't need to be invited. You're being invited now. So if you're a business in Gallia County and it looks like something you might be interested in and you want to join in with over 200 members that are already, you know, with us, then please feel free to contact us. So without further ado, we're going to go to we're going to have a discussion, and they are members. They've been members since the first started. With Artisan Market. And on top of being members, I work closely with their, always the first to jump in and help with our annual River Recreation Festival, and are just an awesome presence in Gallia County. I'm excited to, you all have grown a lot in the last 2.5 years. Originally started as an artisan market, correct?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit of the idea behind that artisan market and what made you decide that we need to do this in Gallipoli.
Well, I grew up in Orlando, Florida, and she lived there for 21 years. And it's, you know, such a big place. There are so many opportunities. There's so much culture. There's so much art. And so that's what we came from when we moved here, although she has her roots and grew up here. But we're just used to anything being possible, so many cultures to explore, so many different art forms, and we didn't feel like we had a home, that sort of home, to share and promote and sell our own art. So we tried to join the Gallia County Farmers Market at first, but the way that they're set up, they only allow people that grow or, you know, if you can eat it. Yeah,
okay.
So we thought if we don't fit in, might as well make our own. You know, we think anything's possible, even if it sounds crazy, even if we're just two regular people, we think if you want to do something, if you want to be a part of something, you can start it on your own and make it possible. And we thought we can't be the only ones in this area that feel that way. So we wanted to create a home for other artisans that, you know, make anything to feel like they had a place to go and sell things and promote their business and art and culture.
Mm-hmm. And you have a wide variety now. Okay, well, I mean, that kind of leads us into the shop.
Yeah.
So it was, what, maybe a year later, roughly six?
Yeah, it was about a year later.
You opened the shop so that you had, because originally the market was every just, what, once
a week. It was an event. They
right.
set up tear down.
Twice
yeah.
a week, and we were at the French Art Colony and the okay. hot summer nights. That's more the venue, like where we go
right.
with our artisans. And then we were so graciously and just out of the goodness of Terry Lane and Sean Lane and Lane Capital decided that there was a space that they weren't using. And they said, would you like to, you know, have a shop in here? And we said, we would love to have the artisan shop. So it's basically the artisan market in a shop space.
Okay. And, yeah, that was kind of like filling another need because some people, you know, they might have had disabilities or just weren't physically able to set up and tear down at markets, but they still needed a home for all their beautiful art and things that they created. So we thought, well, we could make a shop version of the market where we can still have all these vendors, but they can leave it with us and we'll sell it for them if they aren't able to attend the market.
Okay. And then now on to the studio. I mean, and so you're just continuously growing. So basically
yeah.
it sounds like once you see a need, you look for a way to fill it.
Yes,
because we have a need, and we feel like there's a need by others in the community that we need to do, you know, not just for us, but for everybody. And we wanted, then we were so kindly given an opportunity to have a space along with the shop right across the hallway for a studio and by Terry and Sean and Lane Capital. And so we thought, well, we have this wonderful opportunity. We can allow our community to come in, our citizens to come in, our visitors, and do paintings right there with the different painting supplies. And then we started asking our artisans to teach what they make. So now we have ongoing classes in the studio of everything you can imagine. We have a whole list of classes that we'll be letting you know about, and it's just amazing what our local folks can make and teach, and we're so excited about it.
There's a lot of talent here locally that people, and I think that's
hidden.
One of the things that I like about the initiatives that you all have taken. There's a lot of the artisans that you didn't know about. You know, their
right.
families may have known
yes.
about them, their friends may have known about them,
yeah.
But what you all have done has brought that back, where people, I know people have looked and, you know, who, you know, makes scarves, who makes, and these are mm-hmm. things that a lot of times the general public without something like this doesn't know. So talk a little bit about some of the classes you have.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. On September 15th, we have the first class out of three for Wilton cake decorating, and that's for course one. And also on September 15th, we have designing living wreaths. And that seems like a fun class. You get to work with actual live plants that you get to decorate the wreath with. And September 17th, we have another Wilton cake decorating class, and this will be all of course 3 in one day. And September 22nd, a potion bottle class.
I saw that. I thought that
was neat.
I thought that looked neat.
Yeah, and that'll be like a bottle that you kind of decorate the outside, not actually mixing up potions.
But, well, we don't know.
Well, maybe. But it'll be mostly the appearance.
Yeah.
And we have a string art class on September 23rd, brush and bottle, September 30th. We have Spooktacular Haunted House in Stained Glass on October 8th, and an Introduction to Watercolor Painting on October 22nd. So we have a lot of classes, and we're so proud of our artisans, because some of them, it's the first time teaching, and just them getting to share that is so great. So we're really proud of them.
And how has your feedback from the community been so far? Have you had, you know, a lot of people involved? I know I stopped by, I had to stop by for something else, but the class seemed pretty, busy. So.
We do have a mix, you know, sometimes it probably depends on the time of year and everything, and, you know, maybe how far ahead it's planned and the exposure, but we have a mixed results, but overall we're really happy with it, and a lot of our classes do fill up, so...
And we keep, if it doesn't go well the first time, then we just
reschedule.
Right.
It's
just depending on, like Kelsey said, you know, it might be a different time of the year, like the beginning of school starting and things like that, and people can't make it. So we want to just keep offering it and see who will come.
Well, we have
build it and they will come.
Speaking of, and you all just, you seem to come up with these great ideas.
It's all her.
So with the last few minutes, you all are behind the annual Cultural Day Festival, right?
It's the St. Patrick's
Day. But just talk a little bit about that. Last year, was it second year or third?
It was the second year.
So this is the third coming up.
Yeah.
And you added a bunch of stuff. Originally, it was a parade.
Yeah.
And this year, you added more of a festival.
Starting up a festival. Yeah. We're trying to grow it every year. And we actually have asked Michelle Miller to help us with the Renaissance Fair and the Shakespeare Festival inside the park that day for our cultural fest. And so we'll see.
Yeah. I'm looking at a couple different Shakespeare plays. We'll see what we come up with.
We
have a parade, and there is a charge to be in the parade, correct? And I know that people have talked about it. And to be honest, that's normal in a lot of areas.
Yeah.
But that money goes back to help fund the activities for the artisans.
Yeah.
Now, you are a 501c3 now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a nonprofit, and so that goes back into...
This is our annual fundraiser.
Okay.
So that's the main point of it, just to help us. And we do use some of that money to, you know, help some of the things going on in the park, but it's really the one time of the year where we can, you know, major fundraise for us.
So, and just in wrap up, thank you all very much for coming on with
me
today.
Thank you for having us.
Can you tell the audience again where they can find you, you know, if you have set hours?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're at 300 Second Avenue inside the Lafayette Square building at the corner of Court Street and Second Avenue. And our hours are 12 to 6 on Thursdays and Fridays and 10 to 4 on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some things coming up also. You can see us at the Bob Evans Farm Festival.
Yes, that's right around the corner.
Again, the the festival and parade that'll be on either side of St. Patrick's Day, one or the other, if we're not sure.
And to contact us otherwise or keep up with our ongoing scheduled events and classes, we have our website that I've finally kept up with and updated.
It's updated.
Yeah, it's GalliaCountyArtisanMarket.com, so you can find other contact information and, you know, all about us on there. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I very much appreciate it, and I look forward to see what other neat new things that you all come up with.
We'll get you involved.
And get me involved.
Yes.
Okay, I rope you into things. I guess
We love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next, we are going to be welcoming Pat Dangle. He is with the Ohio State University South Centers. And he's a business consultant, and we work a lot with Pat in the chamber. A lot of times we'll have people come in and say that they're interested in starting a business, and, you know, the first place we send them is to Pat to discuss their ideas, and we'll talk a little bit about that here shortly whenever he's ready to go. And these are the type of things that with the chamber that we do, or we offer services. We work to create those relationships with groups like the Ohio State University South Centers so that we can help other businesses, help new business, help existing businesses find resources. And I can tell you from experience that, you know, it's starting your own business can be very daunting. So having somebody there to kind of help you through is great. So we're going to talk with Pat. Hello, Pat. How are you?
It's a pleasure being on your show, and thank you for inviting me on the show. I was also pleased. I was just listening a little bit. There's a Patrick's Parade.
No. There's a St. Pat. Well, there technically, it is not your parade. It is the St. Pat. It's a totally St. different Patrick.
Well,
he's a saint. We're not there yet.
I guess I should listen more. Huh?
Yeah.
Michelle, we have enjoyed a really good working relationship. You are a believer in collaboration. Mm-hmm. You know, with Mike Thompson, back at the. University of Rio Grande. He's making us look pretty. We have a really good working relationship. We have a very good working relationship with the Chamber of Commerce, with many of the businesses. And that's really what the Chamber does. It helps to group and get businesses together to work together on different projects. And that's one of the reasons why I've had the opportunity to work with many chambers. I really like your chamber.
It
has a lot of different programs, great people. Many businesses are organized to help the chamber in any way they can. You know, we saw with Valerie, and it's a business energy environment.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I know you've worked very hard in getting people to be involved with the community because, let's face it, businesses are the lifeblood of the community.
I call them the backbone, too.
Yes.
Without a very strong business community, I believe that any community is going to suffer.
Yes.
Businesses are often the first to give back. They create the economy, the local economy. So that's why I've always been very supportive of all business. I mean, you know, a lot of times you hear small business, and of course, you know, we're focused on it, but we're equally focused on the bigger business too. All of it has its place, and I like you feel that it's very important.
There's a sort of a misnomer when we say small businesses. Small businesses are those organizations that have 100 employees or less, or $15 million in gross sales.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting, Gallia County has a number of them that fits that.
Yes, we have a lot of small businesses in Gallia County.
And micro businesses are those, mom-and-pop organizations that maybe have one business or one employee, and they tend to grow. And it's really good to see the chambers foster and help grow those micro-businesses. They won't be small businesses overnight, but they do become a stronger backbone in 5 years, 10 years. And that is one of the plans of building businesses inside a county, so that way it can be really self-sustaining. So I know that you work with various different elected officials. Those elected officials, it doesn't mean that you say, oh, what a good person you are, but you give them information so that way when they're in the legislative sessions or something of that nature, they can speak with quality.
Right.
And so you're sort of the eyes and the ears and of helping the businesses foster growth.
Well, let's talk about what you all do for the local businesses.
Sure.
We have, and that's what I said, we have a lot of people who walk through our door, and they'll literally walk in and say, I'm interested in starting a business. Where do I start? And you help a lot of those people, correct?
Well, the first two or three sessions is really finding out the direction that they want to go. You know, timing is extremely important in small businesses. It's not my job. It's not our job at the Ohio State University South Centers to say, no, that's a bad we don't do that. It's not our goal to say, hey, that's great. That's what we need. Our goal is to implant or give information to the potential business owners so that way they can make more and better informed decisions. Our task is to help them put a business plan together. Now, I won't sit there and write a business plan for them. I don't think any of my associates will. What our task is meeting with the lending institutions and the gap funders and those that are going to be investors and finding out what do they need. And then we take their needs and we sort of put it into a format that helps that business owner better be prepared. Our task is not to make it that everyone gets a loan. Because let's face it, small businesses, they need more than just money. They need talent, employees, and regulations, meeting the regulations. They need a variety of different things. And that's one of the things that we have at the Ohio State University South Centers. We have individuals that have selected passions, if I can call that, into different areas. Suppose you have a company that wants to sell outside the United States. Well, we have an individual that can do that. Suppose you want to do more marketing, social networking. We have a person that loves helping those individuals. So it's just not a me alone. It's a whole team of individuals that want to cater to the chamber, the businesses, the county.
So in your experience, what are some of the things that brand new entrepreneurs maybe overlook that you have to, you know, kind of assist them with pointing them in the right direction? So what are some of the things they should be looking at?
Some business owners, some very new business owners think that money is takes care of all the problems. That if they got acquired a loan or a grant, which there aren't any, in per se a pot of money, et cetera, they feel that if they don't get the loan, they can't start the business, and that's not true. We have seen many individuals who have started out on a part-time basis. As a matter of fact, through Valerie Thomas and Mike Thompson's exposition show, they have brought in many artisans who have come and who have expressed a gratitude for being able to have the ability to create this or do that, and they're taking their time. They are full-time businesses. Some of them aren't full-time businesses yet. So I guess the point being is you can build your business. It's not necessarily dependent upon money. It helps, but it's, you know, some ways you can start your business on a smaller scale.
And we see a lot of that, especially in this day and age with internet. And
yeah.
So that's great. So that's been the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you could offer right now? So?
The only thing that I wish to offer is, like what you said, you do not need to be invited to become a chamber member. Yes, it's going to cost you a little bit in fees, but where else can you work side by side with other businesses and get some information about what those other businesses do, some of your competitors, and work together? Working together in a small community really makes you and the community grow. So that's what I would like to offer to them.
And we have a really strong membership, too. We have a lot of our businesses that work closely, even the competitors,
yes.
Like you said.
Yes. Yes.
That their goal is to get people in this town to shop here, to eat here, to play here. And I think overall that's, you know, most business owners are on that same page of wanting just more
yes.
here.
Yes.
So thank you for
you
do.
Thank
you
very much.
You know, if you want to tell people how to get a hold of you, or you can call the chamber too.
One of the best ways to call the chamber. We have tried to plaster our names and information. If you call down at OSU South Centers, the best way is call the chamber. They are a very good resource. And we try to do our best in helping individuals, no cost for our services, and all information is kept confidential.
Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show, and thank you all for watching again. And we will be doing this again monthly. We're working on who our next month's guests will be, and we hope to see you again. And as always, if you're interested in the chamber, please call us at 446-0596 or visit us online at GalliaCounty.org. So thank you very much.